This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media here on the Urbana-Champaign campus at the University of Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us, Mark Russo at Earth Risk Technology. He's in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark. How are you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Doing fine.
What's the weather forecast for our part of the world in the next week or so?
Well, this active zone that the Midwest, especially central and northern Midwest, has been in over the past week, that is going to be shifting southward as we go through the next week's time frame. So for some of those wetter areas here of late, we are going to see at least some easing of that. And while the drier areas in the south start to turn wetter. And so that is the precipitation forecast specifically. And from a temperature standpoint, actually a slight cooler than normal temperature bias over the next few days, but then that'll give way to readings climbing up to warmer than normal levels, but nothing extreme. But we will be seeing more widespread areas in the mid-80s to mid-90s for next week.
We keep hearing the word building of a ridge. Does that portend good or bad news for a growing crop?
Well, with the ridge of high pressure that we're seeing here, it is going to be an oscillatory feature. So it will be moving around here across much of the country. It's not going to be an overly intense feature, at least over the next couple of weeks. But with this ridge building and movement, at least when it's over the middle of the country here, particularly the Midwest, that will be our hottest days. And at this time, it looks like our 6 to 10 day window, meaning coming up for the weekend and the first half of next week, from now through the end of next week, that looks to be the hottest time frame. But soil moisture conditions are in good shape, so it's not of any initial concern. And the item to watch is any ridging returning later on when in July, when more of the crop will begin pollinating.
I suppose because you said it'll be moving around, this thing shifts, and that means the rainfall runs along the fronts, and that's different than a blocking ridge. Is that right?
Yeah, certainly no stability of the ridge, at least setting up over the next few weeks. And yeah, the fact that it's an oscillatory ridge, when it's moving around and when it moves away, that does introduce some opportunities for rain.
All right. And then any other place around the planet we ought to be looking at today?
Oh, yeah, certainly India. The start of the monsoon season has been very poor with very uneven nature here of rainfall, and so June is to go down as a below normal rainfall month across the subcontinent, and that looks to continue into July too. So that is overall, that looks to be the main problematic area as we move into the early part of July.
And finally, tell me about the corn crop in China.
Yeah, China's corn crop is in good shape. They have they've seen adequate soil moisture in recent weeks and a kind of rainfall. A little bit of dryness in sections of the North China Plain, but that does look to improve coming up. And so as long as those rains verify, that'll keep the China corn and soybean crops in good shape.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Earth Risk Technologies out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us on this Monday afternoon to wrap up our closing market report. Our thanks to him for being with us for the day. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more numbers from the CME Group in Chicago. You have a great afternoon.